Hi everyone, I'm Abdul Umar, staffer here at Website Magazine, and today I'm here with Peter Prestipino, our editor-in-chief, and we're going to talk to you about the new top-level domains that have come out and are coming out. TLDs for short. So, what exactly are we talking about, Peter? I know you have a huge interest in top-level domains. What are the new TLDs?
Right, so I think you really get to look at the kind of the history of the internet when we start talking about domain names. It's really, domain names, as everybody knows, are really kind of fundamental to the having a digital presence today. When we talk about a TLD, we're actually talking about the extension of what we know as a domain name. So there are really a couple different parts to a domain name. The TLD is the top level domain, and that's like the .com or the .net. And the second level domain is actually the name, for example, of your company. So it would be something like Website Magazine is the second level domain, and the TLD is .com. So when we talk about these new TLDs, what we're talking about is that ICANN a few years ago decided to expand the namespace a little bit and bring in roughly, you know, a couple thousand new top-level domains. So, you know, it's really kind of changing the market for sure.
But we went from five to a couple thousand?
We went from like 14 or 15. There was actually a couple, there were a lot of what they call CCTLDs, which are country code top level domains, but there were a lot of what they call STLDs, which are sponsored TLDs, which are, you know, those are things like .museum, .edu, .edu rather, .aero, A-E-R-O. There were a couple like .co is another one, another top level domain. You know, so they're the namespace has been pretty broad for a while, but you know, a lot of those, it really wasn't a very creative namespace. It was a full namespace, and people had a lot of options. Brands had a lot of options, but you know, I think what we're seeing now is with the release of all these new TLDs, is, or we call them NTLDs technically, is that you know, brands have and people, individuals have a lot more options, a lot more choice when it comes to what domain name they can use.
So, is it as simple as just flipping a switch and now we have all these domain names? Why didn't we do it before?
Right, so they're not rolling them all out at once. It's sort of a gradual rollout or a phased rollout. We've already seen, I would estimate, you know, a couple hundred of the new TLDs roll out. Some of the first ones were, you know, .London, .Berlin, you know, .Guru, .Club. You know, those are some of them that were kind of led the way of all the new TLDs. And
I think like a .app is one that's been talked about heavily, .photographer, .lighting. So almost every industry, it seems like, is getting their own TLD.
Yes, it certainly seems that way. And, you know, there was a big rush for a lot of companies to go after these, you know, because they can control the namespace. And right. When you do that, it's, you know, obviously has a lot of marketing potential.
Right. So speaking of marketing, are we going to be seeing a lot of brands jumping on this new TLD bandwagon?
I do. I think that that's very true in two cases. One, they're going to want to control their trademark. So a lot of these brands are actively going out and registering domains, sort of like a defensive approach, so that make sure that they are not, you know, their brand and the money that they've invested in that brand is not wasted. They're registering, in some cases, hundreds of these new TLDs just to protect their names.
Oh, wow.
And the second aspect of that is, you know, they're really creative in some instances. We were talking about it earlier, but, you know, there are a lot of potential. You know, there's a .bike out there, so a lot of biking companies are going to be able to do some very creative things. Tourist agencies are going to be able to do a lot of creative things, you know, with a lot of these. There's, you know, the .travel, and there's tons of these extensions. And, again, it really opens up the namespace, meaning you can really leverage your creativity to try something really, really new.
Right. So would you say this is overall good, bad, or neutral, or is this just a natural evolution?
I think it's, yes, I do think it's a natural evolution. I do also think it's a really good thing. Now, I'm not in the minority here. I don't think I'm in the majority either. But what's interesting is that there's probably just as many people that are pro these new TLDs as they are against. And, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that they're so new.
Right.
And, you know, and we have to keep in mind that, you know, I think VeriSign reported there's 284 million domain names right now as the end of Q3 2014, but you know, what's interesting is that you know, a lot of the domain holders are heavily vested in .com, so right. they're not about to embrace something that is potentially very disruptive to the value of these premium level domain names that they're, you know, that they are holding in these portfolios that they have. So really, I think this really levels the playing field. It could ultimately be a very good thing for kind of the global population on the whole.
Right, and yeah, that actually brings me to my next question. Does this mean we should switch from a .com now that we have this option available to us? Should we actively be switching over to over from .com?
I don't think you should actively do anything. I think it's it provides a new opportunity.
Right.
I know you know most companies you know are kind of default to .com, and there's a good reason. It is what defines the web. You know, when you talk about .com, you know, people always are going to go to .com first, or at least think .com first. So it's still going to be, and for the far foreseeable future, the one domain that you're absolutely going to have. And I think the rest of these are wonderful supporting mechanisms to emphasize the quality of your brand. But beyond that, you know, I think that you should always have a .com, and to use these others as really, again, supporting mechanisms.
Right, yeah. Usually when you say visit my website, you're thinking of .com, right? So kind of just guiding that general awareness is going to take a while for these new TLDs to take off.
Exactly. And I think a lot of it has to do with educating consumers as well. You know, they're not going to be, you know, aware, or at least a lot of people aren't going to be aware that these are even out there or that they're real.
Right.
So, you know, it's great for, you know, I think it's great for TV branding. I think it's great for radio branding, even print advertising, you know, all these different kinds of advertising. This really plays directly into it. And, you know, I think if brands are smart about how they do it, you know, they're going to really benefit from this. It's really a big part of this is educating the consumers to look for an alternative to .com.
Right. I'm pretty excited about it. So if I wanted to go out and get one of these new TLDs, like Abdul.app, I have an app where you push a button and you see my face, and that's it.
I like that one.
How much can I expect to spend?
Well, the prices are not uniform whatsoever. So, you know, my advice would be to shop around. there's fortunately some very good tools out there, which of the new TLDs that are currently available, there's a service out there called DomComp, DomComp.com, that enables you to enter in a specific one of these new TLDs and see the prices for everything. So, for example, if you know we want Abdul.app, you know we would go to DomComp and we'd type in .app and it would show us what's there. DomComp doesn't. I think .app is a little bit ahead. It hasn't hit its land rush phase or its sunrise period yet. I don't believe so. Again, there's hundreds of these, so it's kind of hard to keep track. But you know, a lot of them that are already out there, like .coffee, like .bike, like You know, I bought a .click the other day. I did a priority pre-registration for .space. You know, you can see through a tool like DomComp exactly what the prices are, the most expensive, the second most expensive, the cheapest, the second most cheap, the third most cheap, and on.
Right.
And they look at about 10 different registrars, you know, and the big guys too, right? GoDaddy and 1&1 and Gandhi.net and Namecheap and all these others. And it will show you who's best for each individual TLD, which is incredibly important. What I found just by looking through about 5 or 10 before our call today is that 1&1 is absolutely slaying people on prices, and at least by $5 on every single, you know, TLD that I looked up. It's, you know, $19.99 pretty much across the board. So if you're building out a portfolio, not a bad idea to check out DomComp and verify that, you know, you're getting the lowest price if you care about that kind of thing.
Okay. I mean, the service plays a big part of that too. So backing up a little bit, you mentioned the two terms, land rush and sunrise. Can you explain what those are for our listeners and viewers that may not know what that means?
I certainly can. So I think there's a couple different phases of this that, you know, most of us aren't going to be really familiar with. There's actually a thing called the EAP, or the early access period, and that takes place a few days before the general availability, and that's really where anybody can kind of sign up on a, you know, first come, first serve, non-restricted basis, And, you know, that's when, you know, those guys, you know, if you're not a trademark holder, and I'll talk about that in a second, if you're not a trademark holder, the early access period is really, if you really want to get in on this, is really the time that you really want to get in and start registering, pre-registering domains. So there's a couple different phases. There's general availability is when domain extensions are released to everybody. So that's kind of like the final phase of everything. But there's pre-registration, which is right before that. And that enables people to pre-order a domain name, right? So if I know I want this, when it goes into general availability, that pre-registration is really important. The priority pre-registration is what we call the LAN rush. Uh-huh. And that enables us to register new domain extensions after the trademark holder phase, but before the domain actually enters general availability. The trademark holders have at their disposal something called the Trademark Clearinghouse, and I can announce that about 34,000 trademarks have been finalized in the clearinghouse. And what that means is if a trademark is in that clearinghouse, it is pushed out to all the registries and all the registrars, and you cannot register one of the new extensions under if it has that trademark term in it. So a really good thing for brands, but you know, so we have LANrush, we got SunRush, we have general availability. These are just terms that we use to talk about the timing around when certain individuals or brands can purchase the actual extension.
I gotcha. Okay, so they open it up at different times. Okay, so all right, we already talked about where we could buy one. So is there a resale value with some of these that you see?
Not yet. You know, I think when you look at domains, when I talk to domainers, I talked to quite a few over the past year, 12, 6 months to a year, and I think a sort of what the common kind of belief right now is that .com is holding its value really, really well against the new TLDs.
Right.
And one of the reasons I think that is because there's a shift happening where we're not just selling domain names anymore, you know, like the industry itself, but we're selling actual websites. And anybody that's ever run a website knows is that it's very difficult to go from zero to 100 overnight. You know, these things take time. It takes time to build an audience. It takes time to really secure some broad presence in search results. It takes time to build social media. It takes time to build a list. It takes time to build a business around it. So again, you know, I think that we'll start seeing more of these new TLDs in the aftermarket, which I think really goes to you, which is really your question. But you know, not yet. It's really far too early. And I think that those that are purchasing them actually have plans for them and will use them. So, you know, you'll see sales in the next couple of years of these. But right now, it looks pretty kind of like a stagnant market.
Do you know off the top of your head, like, what the most popular ones have been so far or any that you personally like?
I do. We use, I think we were talking about it earlier, we use a service, you know, we kind of review a service called ntldstats.com. Right. They're looking at, you know, they're looking at the leading registrars and how many of the new TLDs are registered at each of these. And by the looks of it, and we can, you know, we can certainly pull it up if you want, but what we're noticing is that there's some good news and some bad news. That tends to happen. The number one new TLD right now is .xyz, and it has caused a firestorm in the industry about the means by which they are actually pursuing and are, you know, getting these numbers. Right now, they have over 772,000 domains under .xyz, and that really makes me scratch my head because who wants an .xyz? So, I think they're probably giving them away, or they're bundling them with other domains or whatever it is. I think what you'll see is a renewal rate for those .xyzs that is abysmal. And you're not going to, you know, these are not going to get renewed once people realize that they're going to have to pay a premium for a domain name that they're not even using. There are, you know, a lot of IDNs as well, internationalized domain names, that, you know, there's the second with 354,000, and I don't speak Chinese or Mandarin or anything, so I don't know what it means, but I think it's .web actually. You know, they have 354,000 domain names, and that's a lot. So how are they doing that? Are they giving them away? It's very possible. The one in the top three that is really standing out and really at a decent level right now is .club. And, you know, I think Website Magazine picked it a few years ago as one of the extensions that's really going to kind of appeal to a lot of brands, you know. So every brand could have a .club website. And that, you know, I mean, I think if you're running loyalty initiatives or, you know, experience optimization campaigns, this .club is a perfect domain and a really good example of what's possible. There's others that have a geographic kind of focus, like .berlin. Really, really great. And .realtor, which is actually a sponsored TLD, you know, so it's going to be held exclusively for actual realtors, is, you know, I think another one that really emphasizes the community element that these new TLDs bring.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so for anybody listening and that didn't catch that website name, it's ntldstats.com/TLD, and I've got it pulled up here. And there are some really, really interesting ones like .link, .email, .nyc, .guru, .company is awesome, .website, .rocks, you know, peter.rocks, .expert is also a great one, .technology. So, yeah, that's just, you know, picking through the list. .photos is also great, .clothing. Yeah. Yeah. There's really, really great ones out here. I'm actually really surprised that they're not taking off or haven't been snapped up like crazy, but I guess you're right. Running a website is not easy, so buying one of these is an investment. .bike is a great one, not education.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do, too, with, you know, it's going to take time. It's going to take several years, right, before these things even begin to hit critical mass.
Right.
You know, like, I like things like .expert, .ninja. Ninja is a fantastic one. Why are people not buying it yet? Well, I don't think they know. Right, I don't think that they're even considering it, but over time, you know, they're gonna realize that these are available and that there's a lot of opportunity out there to kind of swoop in and get some really powerful and meaningful domain names.
Okay, awesome. So, hey, is there anything else you think we should know about the new TLDs or TLDs in general, or where we're headed? What it looks like in 2015, 2016?
Boy. You know, I mean, I think that's the big question. Everybody wants to know what's going to happen. I think it's worth watching. And Website Magazine has a channel dedicated to domain names. We call it Domain Masters, and we talk about, you know, news in the domain name industry, and that covers pricing and, you know, new rollouts and new features and new promotions and that kind of thing, so that people can really take advantage of the kind of the market. I would advise people to hang on to their .coms. And to kind of test the waters with some of these more creative TLDs, these creative new TLDs, and see where it goes. I think, you know, one of the best parts of the web is that it supports innovation and creativity. And, you know, this is a wonderful example of that anybody really can put into practice and do so relatively quickly. Make this a part of your business.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, hey, what do you think about calling it a day?
Hey, let's call it a day.
All right, sounds good. So, again, this is that was Peter, our editor-in-chief here at Website Magazine. I'm Abdul Omar, staffer here at Website Magazine. We covered top-level domains today. Peter had a lot to say. I had a lot to say, and I just wanted to leave you guys with one thing. While researching this earlier, I came across the .coffee new TLD, and there's a really funny one. Someone registered bad.coffee, and when you click through, I think I can present this here. Presenting to everyone. Yeah, so when you click there and you look over here and you click on bad.coffee, it takes you to the Wikipedia page for Starbucks, which I think is kind of cruel and hilarious at the same time. I wonder if that messes with their SEO rankings at all. So somebody typed bad coffee.
Starbucks should have got that trademark clearinghouse.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point. That's a great example right there. So, again, thank you guys very much for joining us. We will be back next week. We're signing off. Take care. Bye-bye.